now he worships the sun with his huge stones. Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That was an honoring bit of throwing to me. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Look, folks, I knew Lewis Black back in the days when he ran a weekly show on the west side of New York. I think the place was called the West End. I'm not even sure. Now he's one of the biggest names in the comedy game. He's a regular commentator on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he's touring constantly, appearing this weekend in some sort of mini theater tour of Ohio. You can go to his website for dates. How are you, Lewis?
I'm good. How you doing?
Yeah, you got a big few days in Ohio there.
Oh, 5 days.
5 days in Ohio.
The fun never stopped.
I swear to God. What was the name of that place on the west side? The West End.
Bank Cafe.
West Bank Cafe.
Yeah.
God, times have changed, man.
Oh, yeah, no.
You thought it was over, and look what's happened.
Except it was good there because I always had free liquor, so it was, I was actually doing as well then as I'm doing now.
Oh, come on. you are treated like an astronaut on the road, aren't you?
No.
Oh, come on. You walk into diners, they're like, oh, my God, Mr. Black is here. What do you want?
Yeah, get him some mozzarella sticks.
So what's going on? What do you think of that speech last night? Anything? You got anything on the immigration thing?
It was tremendous.
Terrific.
You know, it's really another problem solved. I am so glad we're getting it done this quickly.
Yeah.
You're out in California, but here, you know, it has no effect in New York City. You know?
Right, right.
Here we don't. Here we're like all immigrants.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's just one big mess of people there from all different kinds of countries.
Yeah, nobody's making enough money to get by. So, the thing I love was the idea of building the wall.
Right. Right.
A 700-mile wall. We can't build a levee in New Orleans, but we can get a wall built.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Also, they're going to use drone planes. They're going to increase border security. It's like they have not been able to stop a pound of pot coming over the border for 40 years. It's just it's amazing to me. All this stuff is corrupt and dirty anyways. I mean, in the sense that what needs to come through will be allowed to come through.
Yeah, exactly. But my favorite was... I was on a morning radio somewhere in Ohio today, and one of the DJs had a very good line. He said, "You know, what should be done is that we'll let them in and give them citizenship if they bring. If each person has to bring 20 gallons of oil, unleaded."
Yeah, just to put in the. It's weird. Isn't it weird when you do radio in terms of like morning radio, you don't know what you're walking into and you just never know, you know, what the ideology of the guy talking is. Like, hey, we're here with Lewis Black, so the Jews should die, right, Lewis?
Yeah, I know.
Am I right with the Jewish problem?
But it's always amazing when they're funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of talented radio people. Some people aren't as lucky as Mr. Lewis Black. I'm not talking from personal experience, so... Hey, put Jon Stewart on. Where's that monkey? Come on.
The monkey's getting ready to work. And Dennis Leary's on tonight.
Oh, yeah? You guys are backstage hanging out?
We were hanging out, actually.
Yeah, Dennis is a nice guy. Would you have a smoke-off?
We did. Yeah, it was in Taiwan.
You beat Leary at a smoke-off?
My favorite was I was working with Dennis backstage, and at Carnegie Hall, there was a thing for the Caroline's Comedy Club at a 25th anniversary. And we're all standing around, and Dennis lights up and backstage at comedy at Carnegie Hall.
Yes,
and everybody stopped and said, "You can't do that." He said, "Well, you know what? You know what? I'm the first one to go on. Why don't you tell me? Why don't I just leave that?"
I'll see you later.
I couldn't even do that.
Was that the sound of the Daily Show starting? I heard in the background.
Yeah, but it started, but then it didn't start. Now John just goes out and talks to him for a while.
Oh, and makes him feel like that he likes him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You know the deal.
Yeah, a lot of hosts do that. Hey, we're gonna have a good time, and then they walk backstage. I hate those people. Those people are horrible. I once taught Conan O'Brien my mantra because right when he was starting out, he was very nervous, and I said, right before you go on, you just repeat this to yourself over and over again. Hide the hate. Hide the hate. Hide the hate. And I think he used it for a few years. So what's on your mind, man? What have you been? What's going on in your head lately?
Well, I just did this HBO special, so I was dealing with. I can't. You know what really was the thing with dealing with the HBO special? I can't. The thing that's fascinating. I can't keep up with everything. I can't even keep up with them.
Yeah, with who? With
all the, this administration, the Democrats. I can't keep up with every. I open the paper up. I go, I could write about this, this, and this, and then I pass out. It's too much stuff.
It's that's absolutely true, and it's hard for a guy like you because you got to do commentary on a fairly regular basis on television. Then you got to go on the road, you know, every damn night of your life because
exactly.
And they're gonna like expect you to like address today's news, and you're like, hey, I got an act here. What am I gonna throw out stuff that's half baked?
I know, and I just want to go on stage now with a newspaper and hold it up and go, read it, I'll see you.
Yeah, just be like Mort Sahl, but never address the paper.
But you can't even deal with it. I mean, you can't top what they're doing. We're not even allowed, you know?
Yeah, you got to give yourself a two-month window. As long as you're not doing what Robert Klein does and going, Quayle's an idiot. You know, I mean,
No, I've been doing. I mean, the thing is I finally, you know, I did. I've been doing Cheney's shooting the guy in the face because I thought it worked as the metaphor for us going to Iraq rather than Iran.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he's supposed to shoot the quail, and right. He shoots his friend.
We
should have gone into they're supposed to shoot Iran. He shoots Iraq. It's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you it works good when you have a lot of momentum behind it and you're on stage. Come on, buddy. So you happy to be in New York for a few days? Where the hell do you live anymore?
I live in the city, but I haven't been around much. I basically do the traveling, and I did some movies, so that was fun.
Yeah, like what movie?
The most fun was Barry Levinson did a film. I've known him since forever, and he did a movie about... But Robin Williams runs. He's a comic who has a show like Bill Maher's or Jon Stewart's, and runs to be president.
Okay, a comic is running to be president, and it's Robin.
And I'm the head writer.
And you're the head writer, his speech writer.
I'm initially his head writer, and then I make the transition to be a speech writer. And Christopher Walken is his business manager.
You know, Robin's used a lot of comics to write for him without telling them.
Exactly. But he was good in this. I should be good, I think. Who the hell knows?
No, I think he's good. He's a good actor. I think he's a pretty decent guy, too, I believe.
He is a pretty decent guy, and he's very smart. He's way, way smart. It's scary smart.
Yeah.
Smarter than us.
Really?
Well,
wow.
He reads books, and he remembers everything.
I know he remembers everything. I've seen him improv the same thing over and over again. It's unbelievable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm player-hating. So,
it's all right.
What was the other movie you did?
I did Accepted, which comes out August 11th, and that's with it's a group of kids who set up a fake college, and I'm the fake dean.
Oh, that sounds pretty funny.
And it is funny. I get to walk around in a bathrobe and underwear for most of the film, so it's good.
Oh, yeah?
A complete reprobate.
Do you want to try and do your piece from the show tonight on my show right now?
They want me to do a Godfather sequence, and I can't do it.
What do you mean?
You know, in other words, you're my brother and I love you, but don't ever take sides against Focus on the Family again.
Yeah.
I do it terrible.
Yeah,
it's awful.
Yeah, but you're Lewis Black, and it doesn't really matter as long as you get the idea.
It's vaguely. I'll stumble toward it. I used to be able to do Chinese people better than this.
Yeah. Back in the Jerry Lewis days, back when it was okay.
That's when it was all right to do Orientals.
Here's a little, this Oriental person. Yeah. I was just in Vegas, and the entire old guard was there. Like, Slayton was there.
Oh, wow.
He's not old, but, I mean, there was a guy's a little from the generation before. Well, Seinfeld, Jay Leno, Slayton, George Wallace, Don Rickles were there.
Man.
Not in the same, all in different places. And I was at the lounge at the Palms.
Were you really? How was that?
It's good, man. It's probably too small a room for you, but they got a theater there that you should do. It's a good hotel. They draw young people.
So you're having fun out there.
Kinda. I don't like Vegas. It's very draining, and it takes. It's hard for me to pretend like I'm having a good time losing money.
I know it is.
Do you gamble?
Yeah, I do.
A lot?
Not a lot.
Yeah.
I was cured of that early.
Oh yeah. Well, oh yeah. Because it hurts. It hurts. There's nothing more empty.
Well, it's the fear of God. You just go. You know, I used to have I'd have $300, and that's what I could play with. And one night, I went. You know, I was going through everything. I was with John Heyman of all people.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And we I was at Caesars with him, and we just got drunker and drunker, and I lost 500 and then won won it back. And when I finally won it back, that was, and then I went, that's it. That, and it, that was all that, that fear is worked in my, I can't really gamble much anymore.
All right. Well, I'm easing into that, but I lost some money. I'm not going to go into it. Thanks for hanging out, Lewis. Have a good
I really appreciate it. We'll do it again sometime.
Have a good show. Anytime.
Okay, Mark. Talk to you soon.
Bye, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right. Lewis Black heading on to the stage of The Daily Show. We'll be back with Nancy Northrup and Mark Cooper. Stay with us.